Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Furby. I bought a Furby as a nostalgic joke. Joke's on me. Day one, adorable. Giggles, wiggles its ears, says, me love you. Day three, woke me up at 3 a.m. whispering in Furbish. I think it summoned something. Day five, I'm starting to ask it for life advice. Day seven, it blinked at me like it knew. I blinked back. We've reached an understanding. I fear it. I love it. 5 stars, Aaron M. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
I'm John Batchelor, Svetlana Lakova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History, the untold story of how the Soviet Union stole America's top secrets. We've moved from MIT in 1931 to the end of the war, the atomic bombs used over Japan, Japan's surrender, and now the Cold War is not yet ready to launch, but it certainly is in the immediate future. It's dated generally from 48, but you can start it earlier in the contest. However, all of these names and many more, some were rewarded, some were arrested, some were executed. We're going to begin with the big one, Stanislav Antonovich Shemalsky. What happened to him? Where did he go after the war ended, Svetlana?
So he worked for the, he in fact put together, first of all, he worked for the construction and design bureaus. Then he created the Moscow version of MIT. So effectively he transported the MIT to Russia. And he worked on other numerous projects like that to the point where he's called one of the fathers of Soviet aviation. And he even worked on projects which involved, you know, what would become space projects in the future. He then ends up in the role with UNESCO.
The success that he enjoyed during the war, did the Soviets speak of it while the Soviet Union existed?
He's regarded within the scientific community as the founder of Soviet aviation. But the espionage success, or rather the success of pretty much taking all of the possible American technology and transporting to Soviet Union, that hasn't been acknowledged at all, because that operation, the operation to use students and use scientific methods, that was something that Soviets did not want to anyone to find out about it, because the sources, the methods, as they call them in the intelligence trade, they remain the same. And that was something that they did not want to advertise.
All right, that was the Soviet Union, but now there's the Russian Federation. Do they acknowledge that Shemalsky was a success?
So the only two places where you can find any information. One is in one of the to his university goes around it by saying that some friends and pupils of him, i.e., people in the intelligence community, have acknowledged that he was very important, but without specifying what his role was. And then in the official history of Russian intelligence, written by Primakov, who was the head of Russian Soviet intelligence when the book was written, they mentioned that they had a highly successful agent recruiter who ran a network called Blerio, but they do not name him. So I believe I'm the only person who told the full story of Shemalsky, but not just of him, but of the whole program of an S&T espionage in America.
All right. So the Soviets wouldn't acknowledge him. The Russians don't. Let's come to the America side. The FBI or what becomes the CIA, do they talk about Shemalsky?
They do much later. So way after the atomic bomb project has already been developed and stolen from America by Soviets and developed, they start investigating how it came about, and they start looking for, they have an informer, Harry Gold, And who was a courier on the atomic project. And he talks, he doesn't know the name of the person who controlled him. So he keeps, mentioning, this person, the Soviet person who was giving him orders. And, the FBI tries to figure out who that person could be. And they go as far, this is much later, but they go as far as identifying as somebody as the member of the MIT. And they mention Shumovsky, they mention other people, but they never come close to realizing that he was actually the mastermind.
So the Venona project didn't reveal Shumovsky and the FBI never solved it. Is that correct?
The Venona project mentioned Shumovsky again as somebody who is an aviation person. And again, this is much later. Yeah. But all of that, they don't understand the full degree of his role at all, both in terms of the aviation secrets in general, the bomber in particular, and also the, to establish in the establishment of the SNT program.
Your book is developed on Soviet files. All right, let's talk about the Wily Armenian. What happened to him after the war?
He worked for some time in the NKVD, and then his career just petered out.
So he wasn't executed, he wasn't arrested, he wasn't persecuted.
No, he wasn't. He died his own death.
Is he given credit by either the Soviets or the Russians or the Americans or the FBI? Does anybody talk about him?
Well, he's definitely celebrated by the Russian security services and by Armenia because he's of Armenian nationality. FBI talk about him a bit, but they more emphasize, you know, my quote of the wily Armenian, he's so wily that it's not even known whether he's Armenian at all. That's a quote by an FBI agent who's trying to investigate the atomic project way after the event.
All right, finally, 30 seconds. Ray Bennett, what happens to her?
She gets executed.
And is buried? Do we know where she is, where her body is?
No, we don't know.
Does her daughter know when she died?
Her daughter later found out.
So we know that she was executed. That's confirmed.
In 1939.
She was a critical agent. There are many more names here. We're just those with the big three to me. The book
is Tupolev, of course, he becomes very, very important, and especially after the success of the bomber.
Sure.
So the bomber, they flew at the parade in 1947, and they surprise the foreign observers who think that Tupolev just managed to pick up the pieces of the American planes. In fact, these are Soviet-made planes, and then Tupolev, you know, gets loads of awards and have things named after him, and that's a success story.
Svetlana Lakova, The Spy Who Changed History. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.